Please be seated. A great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, and the moon was under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today, on this great feast day of our Blessed Lady, assumed and crowned, we look up to her as our Mother and Queen, the Blessed Virgin Mary. And the Church every year celebrates two ascensions, the ascensions of Christ and then the ascension of our Blessed Lady. But between these two ascensions, however, there is one great difference. For Jesus Christ ascended into heaven by his own power, whereas his Blessed Mother was assumed into heaven by the power of Almighty God, and for which reason we do not call the feast of today the Ascension, but the Assumption of our Blessed Lady. And this feast today embraces two events which we think of at the last two mysteries of the glorious mysteries, the end of the life of our Blessed Lady and, of course, her Assumption and coronation in heaven. Our Blessed Lady, in a sense, ended her life, so to speak, without the pangs of death. And death is for all men more or less painful, very frightening and terrible. And how great are often the sufferings, the pain of the sick, even to their last breath. If you think of a dying person at the hour of death, does not shudder come over you when you see his or her limbs are stretched out, with what difficulty he or she breathes? What great and many drops of cold sweat stand on his or her forehead, and how his or her countenance is distorted, and how she or he groans again and again till finally he or she is motionless at the hour of death. And truly death, as I said so many times, is something unnatural to us, repugnant to us, and therefore death is terrible and painful to us. It is natural because God did not will it originally. We have incurred it as a consequence of original sin, as a consequence of sin. It is something terrible and painful, connected with pain and suffering, because it is the separation of body and soul, which need to be naturally together. And moreover, death often causes great fear and anguish of our soul, as we read even in the life of the saints. And the reason why even saints, even St. Paul, trembled at the thought of their own death was because they have offended God, more or less even the saints, during their life, and know not not whether they had fully obtained the remission for their sins, and whether they would overcome the last temptations of Satan himself on their deathbed, and persevere to the end in the state of sanctifying grace. But not as with other men, or even as with the saints, was the end of the earthly life of our Blessed Lady. For she was even subjected to death. She was free from every sin, from original sin, as well from every actual sin. And at her end, she truly could say, as many people say today unjustly, I did not sin. At her end, even she died, she just went over, she passed through death to the other life. And at this moment, when she departed from this world, she was as pure and immaculate as on the day of her birth. She was also free from every fear. Her conscience told her that she devoted all the days of her life to God and that she had not committed the last fault. So indeed, she could say to St. John the Apostle, if you want to call him her house chaplain, she could say, I have nothing to confess. So she just went into this other life, life everlasting. And after this earthly life, she was assumed with body and soul into heaven. It is an article of faith that the body of the Blessed Virgin Mary was assumed into heaven after life on this earth. And this preservation from corruption and the assumption of her body into heaven was a privilege justly due to that sacred body which was never defiled by any sin, but preserved from the common curse of mankind, to that body from which the eternal Word, the second person of the Blessed Trinity, received his own adorable flesh. St. John Damascene says, it is an ancient tradition that at the time of the glorious death of the Blessed Virgin, all the apostles who for the salvation of nations journeyed through the world were suddenly transported bodily to Jerusalem. Being there, they were favored with an angelic apparition and her psalmody of the heavenly choirs, thus Mary surrounded her soul with heavenly glory into the hands of God. Her body, which had conceived the Son of God in an ineffable manner, was deposited in a coffin during the singing of hymns by the apostles and was put by them in Gethsemane, in which place the chain of the angels continued for 3 days. But after it, it has ceased, the apostles opened the grave because, of course, St. Thomas, who alone had been absent, arrived only on the 3rd day and wished to show his reverence to the body which had conceived our Lord. But nowhere in the grave could they find her body. They only found the linen in which it had been wrapped and perceived an indescribable sweet odor issuing from the tomb. They closed the grave again, and amazed at this mysterious, wonderful event, they could only infer that he who had assumed flesh of Mary the Virgin, who became man and was born of her, and who, in his nativity, preserved her virginity, unsoiled, wished also to preserve her immaculate body after her death from corruption, and honor her before the general resurrection of the dead by translating her into heaven. And today the Blessed Virgin Mary was raised above all the other saints and heavenly spirits. Mary is the Mother of God, for she conceived and brought forth the Son of God. And what dignity can be compared with it? And therefore, the Holy Father places her far above all the angels and the saints and designates her their queen. And therefore, St. Thomas Aquinas says, by becoming a mother, Mary has obtained a dignity almost infinitely great on account of her intimate union with the highest good. Mary received from your Son a crown of immortal glory and a throne above all the other saints and heavenly spirits. They are the servants of God, but she is the Mother of God. And therefore, she was crowned today. Our Lord once said in the Gospel concerning Mary Magdalene, when our Lord came to Lazarus, that she chooses the best part. Our Blessed Lady also chose the best part during her life to serve as a humble handmaid. But she also chose the best part at the end of her life and after her earthly life. So also we must choose the better part and to learn a lesson from our Blessed Lady, this mirror of justice, and regulate and live our life every day according to her example, that we imitate her in her immaculate conception, that is to say, that we avoid as much as possible every sin, at least every mortal sin. For it is sin alone that can bring upon us an unhappy and terrible death and a miserable eternity hereafter. We should also learn today to serve God with persevering favor and zeal, and practice all those virtues which our Blessed Lady practiced, and especially those which in our state of life we should practice. This is different for a mother, it is different for a father, and it's different for a priest. And thus, with Mary, our Queen, you will choose the better part, and may hope to die a good, peaceful death on her hand as a servant, a handmaid of Mary, and be admitted into the mansions of happiness, and to enjoy this happiness in union with her, our Queen and Mother. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.